Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There have been reports out there that the Cubs have the third highest revenue in Major League Baseball and yet the 14th highest payroll.
Thanks for starting off with a softball. Appreciate that. It's really hard to compare one team to another. The revenue line that I see used most often is pre-revenue sharing. When you look at gross revenue numbers before revenue sharing, before CapEx, before property tax, before amusement, all that, you're not really seeing a real picture about what's available to put into your baseball budget. You know, it'd be like me saying, hey, David, what was your gross income? And then what's your biggest expense? Let's call it your mortgage. Mm-hmm. Boy, you're really rich. Mm-hmm. And you're going to say, yeah, but you've ignored all of my other expenses and my taxes. So it's fodder. It's interesting to talk about, but it's, you know, wildly inaccurate.
I don't know if that's quite apples to apples here, but I digress. Wait, I don't digress. Just for a minute. According to a lot of numbers, the Dodgers revenue, they spend 73% of their revenue on the baseball operation. The Cubs, if we're being generous on most of the reporting on this, are somewhere around 40%.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That's why, to me, the Dodgers are not the evil empire.
Well, I don't want that to sidetrack it. I know. Sidetrack the segment or conversation.
Now I digress.
Well, that was a digress. That was a digression right there. But I hear you. Look, Crane Kenny, that was part of a couple of few minutes of kind of trying to massage the messaging and massage the thought process that a lot of fans are having as they hear about the money and the spending. It's a really interesting offseason. Like, just 2 days ago, there was an article in The Athletic where Patrick Mooney and Sadaf Sharma were like, the Cubs realize they need to spend. Okay, so there's yet another, you know, informed source or a couple of sources saying they know they need to spend. So here they come. All right, and then you heard they were close on Dylan Cease, etc. They need to spend, and they need to spend fast. This is an offseason where guys are signing quickly. Schwarber he played the game with the leverage to try and get a fifth year, got the fifth year, and immediately got it.
There are some guys who aren't going to wait till March.
Dylan Cease apparently told Scott Boras, I would like to be in Toronto. Go ahead and work out that deal. And so Boras did. Okay, done. The Mets are missing out on some people. There's talk that the Mets want Michael King. If they're going to zone in on Michael King, that's the guy that I want. And I think that's the guy the Cubs should want most of all. And I know it's a guy they do want. Go get him right the hell now.
Like the Dodgers did with Edwin Diaz.
They closed a deal on Edwin Diaz. Absolutely. There are some teams maybe decided between Michael King or Framber Valdez or Ranger Suarez. And if you're the Cubs, you want to play a little okey-doke while you wait for the numbers to come down or wait for Michael King's market to settle. Don't do that. Go get the guy you want. I hope that they move fast. But there's a way that Jed Hoyer is talking about the Shota Imanaga thing that I just don't buy. This is the most recent bit of it, right? This is yesterday. This is Jed talking about what a lot of us believe was something they didn't really want to happen, but ended up happening, which is Shota taking the qualifying offer.
You know, we had the club option, he had the player option, and then, you know, obviously, you know, we knew, you know, we knew if he didn't accept the player option that we were going to offer the qualifying offer. You know, we knew there's a possibility he'd accept it, and we didn't know obviously the odds of it. You know, clearly we wouldn't have offered it if we weren't excited to have him back and if we were going to be handcuffed by it. So we weren't blindsided at all. We definitely didn't think it was a 100-0 that he was going to, you know, decline, or 0-100. And we knew there was somewhere in that range. And I think that was actually the case for, you know, for all the guys that ended up accepting. I think it was for all of them, it was sort of like, okay, there was a debate. You know, I didn't think there was any guys it was obvious, like, this guy's clearly going to accept. I think four guys accepted because, I know, it was in sort of that gray area. We're definitely getting a super motivated pitcher back. He didn't like the way the season ended.
The adjustments that need to be made are largely physical, or there's some mental hurdles?
I think largely physical. I mean, I think that he's sort of like, you know, I don't think what to say here, you know, but I think we look at where he was when he came back from the hamstring, and I think, like, he probably created some bad habits, whether those were just bad habits, whether they were caused by actual limitations, whether they were caused by imagined limitations. I mean, who knows, but I think there was definitely changes to the quality of the fastball as a result, and I think that everything for him kind of stems off of great ride he has in the fastball, and that wasn't the case at the end of the year. So, like I said, you know, who knows where all of those things start, because it wasn't as if he came right off the IL and struggled. He actually had a lot of really good starts in there, but, you know, but clearly, you know, things caught up with him, and he struggled at the end, so...
I suppose in his defense, it's not like you can say, yeah, we didn't want him, and we gambled that he wasn't going to take the offer, and we were surprised, and it's unfortunate. When you have the guy, I suppose that you can't say that, but he really gave it to you there in the middle. Like, it wasn't 100, you know, we weren't sure, and I think that's all the guys. They were absolutely surprised. And Jed has been saying that it's not going to preclude them from getting a starting pitcher of consequence, that it's not going to preclude them from spending. That's the part that I don't buy. I just don't buy it until I see it. Until I see you really spend on the guy that you want. And if it wasn't Dylan Cease, okay. If it's Michael King, great. If it's Zach Gallen, I like that a lot less. If it's Tatsuya Amai, I like that a little bit less. I like King and then Amai and then Gallen. But until I see them close the deal on one of those guys, I don't buy this idea that they're not hamstrung by Shota accepting the offer. I think they are.
I don't know if they're necessarily hamstrung. I do think that it still reeks of bad business. And you took a gamble. And Jed is at least admitting to the fact that they took a gamble on Shota taking the qualifying offer. He's not going to tell us that they thought it was 10%, but he's not saying that we were 100% committed to him coming back. Now, I get it. The club option is a non-starter. That's a three-year deal, and you don't want to be committed to almost anybody for more than 3 years if you're the Cubs, especially not a pitcher in their 30s who doesn't have an overpowering fastball. My issue is still with, if you wanted Shota back, that's one thing. It's another thing to have a guy who had a disappointing season that Jed is pointing out there might be stuff that they have to fix with him physically, and then inadvertently or advertently give him a 50% raise.
Understood. Look, see, here's the thing, Lawrence. If that $22 million wasn't on the books right now, I think they would have closed a deal on the guy they wanted already. The way this market is going, if it was Cease that they wanted, they could have closed on that. If it is Michael King that they want, they could have closed on Michael King. Or Gallen, like, if they didn't have that $22 million from Shota saying yes, I think they would have been aggressive. They told everybody they're going for pitching. They said they were doing it. We know they want it. But now they're forced, because of their limitations of what they've decided is only another $50, $60 million that they're going to spend, that they don't want to spend too much. So they're trying to wait it out and hope the market comes back to them. Without that $22 million, I think their guy is with them right now.
I want to go back to what you said about spend now if you're the Cubs. And I think that the Cubs, what it looks like their strategy is, I'm not in those meetings. This is not anything that someone's told me. This is just looking from the outside. It looks like part of their strategy is, hey, man, there's probably going to be a work stoppage. So we got to figure out how to make our team really good for 1 year. And then we can reassess. We've spent all this time getting bad money off the books. Let's not put more bad money on the books, but let's try to win in the margin in 2026. And so I wonder about whether or not, I think that they had the right mentality. I'm okay with that as a strategy, as long as you then pounce, like what you're talking
pounce
about.
Pounce on Michael King, who doesn't need a 5 to 7 year deal. You're going to be able to get him for 3 years at a high AAV. That doesn't lock you in for all eternity if there's a work stoppage. You're not giving out 210. So go ahead and lock that guy in right the hell now. Like, there is aggression within limits that can still fit the way they view the landscape.
Do they need even more pitching? Are we sure that Justin Steele is coming back and going to be a part of their rotation before midway point of next season?
That's why they need one. That's why they absolutely need at least one. That's why they absolutely need at least one in addition to having Shota. They needed two. And so now you're locked in at Shota at 22, and you'll have to get at least one more. Yeah, I mean, because you'll have Boyd, you'll have Tyone, you'll have Shota, you'll have Cade Horton, who you hope is going to be able to give you a lot more, and you'll have Javier Assad that you can look at. You've got Colin Ray you could look at. You've got Jordan Wicks you could look at. What you don't have there is a power righty that you're like, give that guy game one of a playoff series, or give him 5 innings in a consequential game. King is that. I don't think Gallen is that. I think Amai might be that. I'm not sure.
Zach Gallen's what, 30?
31, I think. And the stuff has fallen off a bit.
How are you, buddy?
Good morning.
So, Scott, how many quarts does it take to get a gallon?
Ladies and gentlemen, is he Abbott or Costello? In this,
he's
Abbott.
He's Abbott.
Yeah. Boris is Costello.
Yep.
Well, I think for Zach, it's high quality. Never crude, always refined. And when you pull up to the pitching pump, you know, a gallon is always premium. So he's exactly a rotation fit.
Okay. I like it. Yeah. I like it. Bruce went measuring cups.
Yeah.
And Boris went gasoline.
Bruce was guessing on the angle of the pun.
I think Bruce deserves a spot in the writer's room.
Oh, you know he's gunning for that. He would run screaming from the score and marquee.
So would I. If they were like, hey, we just need you to punch up a couple of... If we're going to pay you, and you can live wherever. Just be there for the GM meetings and the winter meetings. We just need you to punch up a couple of jokes for Scott. I'd run from this job.
We also need you to carry the soapbox. Could you be the guy carrying the soapbox?
100, I carry one every day. Fine.
You do?
We're a talk show host. We got to have your soapbox.
But I mean literally, physically.
Yes. Yes. For what Scott Boris can probably pay me? Uh-huh. Yes. I'll punch up your bad puns and carry your soapbox.
Texters say that they want to trade for Mackenzie Gore, or they want to trade everything they have for Tarek Skubal. Like, you need a game one starter if you're not going to get Michael King.
Okay.
In my mind. So, boy, you ready to give up the farm for 1 year of Tarek Skubal? If you think there's going to be a work stoppage and you don't want anything on the books.
I mean, didn't you kind of do that for a right fielder?
You did, but then you stopped short of continuing down that path. So,
yeah, and the reasons why are questionable. It's questionable why you stopped.
Talk about exciting a fan base if you trade for Tarek Skubal.
Talk about exciting a fan base if you would assign Kyle Schwarber.
Got a lot of options to excite a fan base, but it's not a fan base that's very excited right now. A lot of people waiting around, waiting for them to show you something.
And maybe they will. Like, there's still time, I think, for them to have an impact. But I thought that they would be a little bit more aggressive because it totally makes sense for them to throw a lot, maybe not go for everything, but throw a lot at the 2026 season and say, all right, we're pretty good. How about we get great and go for it?
This is the time to absolutely do that. Time to do that is right now. And maybe the Mets are going to push him. Maybe the Mets will push him on Michael King as of right now.
Maybe the Mets get there first.
It could.
And they got some extra money because they don't have Edwin Diaz anymore because the Dodgers got there first.
Dude.
The Dodgers.
They needed a closer and they got themselves the best on the market.
Yep. That's what the Dodgers do.
That's why they're the evil empire.
That's why they're world champions.
Yeah.
It's a good thing.
We're going to have some fun during the old work stoppage.
Yeah, we are.
Editors, no, we're not.
Yeah, we are, because we're going to be talking college football, baby. That's what we're going to be doing.
At 5:25, we are. That's for sure.
We're FIU Tech. Pete Futak's going to be on the show. But, I mean, during the work stoppage, we just might get into spring games. Can you imagine us broadcasting from the Illinois spring game? Let's go.
I don't know, man. I'll be breaking down every aspect of the CBA.
How many shows can we do from Circa? Can we do the entire work stoppage from Circa?
By then, you know, Bowen's kid will be playing somewhere. We can go and watch him.
I like your idea, Tanny. We do a marathon broadcast from Stadium Swim.
We'll call it a radiothon.
I'm listening.
No one's ever done anything like that.
It's a new type of situation.
Yes, it really is. It really is. Yeah, we're going to broadcast until the waitresses come home. That's what we're going to do.
That's right.
Yeah.
Don't be following them.
That's for my personal dream of a radiothon, to broadcast until the cows come home. I want to go to a farm and let the cows out and just literally broadcast until they come home.
You laugh.
Can I do that?
There is literally a rodeo across the street from Circa.
Is there really?
Yeah, they've had it over there when we've been there a couple times.
They got cows there? Rodeo's mostly horses.
They definitely have cows.
Oh, they got bulls, yeah.
Yeah, at the
rodeo. Those are cows. Those are male cows. It's a good point. Lawrence, I live in the city.
Old Western Matt over here.
I'm a regular old city slicker.
Dead-eye Spiegel.
Lawrence, it's so funny you mentioned the rodeo. Did you hear, like, they had some problems in the Vegas rodeo?
Oh, they no. did?
Yeah. There was a herpes virus outbreak. See, he just saw it for himself.
The horses got it? Or the cows?
Or
the people? That's right, too bad.
That's actually really bad.
I'm gonna go there next time
we go. The cows.
They
came home and yeah,
that's a wrap.
Equine herpes.
Oh no! I mean,
the worst part about that for the cow is you come home and you're like, your cow wife is like, where'd you get that? How did you come up with that? And you got to come up with a story.
There you go, Vegas.
You got to understand.
No, my bad. It was the horses, right? Is it the horses or the cows?
Alexander, you're on the internet.
It's one of the two. It was the
journalist. Okay, this is no way. You're not going to win your list score doing this.
Yeah, Alex, come on.
That's messed up.
You're playing catch up on journalism awards on this show.
We should probably.
It was the horses.
Okay. All right, it was the horses.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.